Good morning, everybody. This morning, I'd like to present our center's work with improving the health literacy of Missourians through media interventions. Before we get started, I want to take care of a bit of housekeeping. I'd like to disclose that I have nothing to disclose. So now that we're done with that, let's get on with the show. Before we could do anything, we had to examine the makeup of the state of Missouri. So first thing we looked at was the population. It's a good-sized state, just under 70,000 square miles. The majority of the population, as you can see, lives in the St. Louis and Kansas City metro areas, so the rest of Missouri is quite rural. According to the USDA Economic Research Service, in 2007, the rural per capita income was just over $25,000, and the poverty rate was above 17%. Additionally, nearly a quarter of the rural population hadn't completed high school. The next thing we looked at was health. As you can see, Missouri ranks towards the bottom in most major health categories, 12th worst in obesity, 21st worst in diabetes, hypertension, 5th worst in smoking. We have the distinction of the lowest cigarette tax in the nation at 17 cents. And Missouri ranks last in the US in state funding for public health. Given the population and health profiles of the state, we saw that there was a value in doing a media intervention, but then the question was, what the heck do we do? So the first thing we looked at was the broadband profile, because we wanted to see if social media could work. And as you can see, although that the broadband service is pretty good, when you actually get to usage and availability, it's much, much smaller. To some degree, this goes back to the cost and the per capita income poverty rate, and that's a major deterrent within our state. As you can see in the second map, that describes what they call anchor points, and that's libraries, schools, churches that offer broadband access. And as I said, once you rule out St. Louis and Kansas City, the kind of the small dot in the lower hand right is Springfield, and then right in the middle you have Columbia. Once you get those out, not a whole lot of access in the rest of the state. The last thing we looked at was the media profile, and being part of the School of Journalism, we had a pretty good hold on this one. Basically, what it came down to is you have media in the state, but you don't have a whole lot of local news aside from the community newspapers. That was the dominant source of news for most people, especially in rural areas. So what we decided to do was target these newspapers, specifically the community newspapers, and to spread health-literate health messages to the public. So now I'm going to talk about our action plan. Now, our action plan, we came up with this probably about a year before the national action plan came out, but I think you'll see it just happened to mesh pretty well. So the first thing we wanted to do was to create and send health news releases to statewide Missouri media outlets. The releases will include easy-to-understand information and action steps, meshes with goal one. We wanted to partner with places like the Missouri Press Association, local health agencies, state extension offices, and help develop the messages and build awareness, goal number five. Research the implementation of the media intervention through a content analysis and surveys to learn more about the knowledge of health literacy and the needs of both media and health agencies in the state. It's goal six. And lastly, based on our research findings, we wanted to continue working with these partners and key stakeholders about directions and next steps for the intervention, and that's goal seven. So we started with the background research. We used things like Barron's, an editor and publisher, to find out all the contact info, what newspapers were in the state, and we followed that up with phone calls and emails to verify everything. We did a literature review on localized media interventions. Wasn't a whole lot there. Most of what came up for what we're doing was the Osceola study, which is we're also a part of with Washington University, which is disseminating localized information to African American newspapers around the country. We also took part in a national journalist survey to assess the health literacy knowledge of health journalists around the country, and that's the graph that you see on the side. We did a Missouri survey of newspaper and health agencies. To learn the knowledge about health literacy, Health Literacy in Missouri, who funded the work and who we work with, the kind of health stories these newspapers wanted to see, and what traits were influential in making them, having them run the stories that we send them. And with the health agencies, we also wanted to know, what did they feel like were stories that their communities needed to hear and they were not getting? And then with some of these agencies, we did in-depth interviews just to follow up. Now, as you can see, this is a Google News search for October 2010. Breast cancer, lots of stories on breast cancer. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you'd expect that. Lots of diabetes, AIDS, obesity, high blood pressure. Now, October is also Health Literacy Awareness Month. Not many stories. We're not really competing with breast cancer too well there. Okay, so that's the national profile. Now we look at state in Missouri. And this was a baseline sample of 112 Missouri newspapers. And you can see about 10 stories a year up until September 2008. So what we did is we worked with Health Literacy Missouri to create the HLM News Service. We send out ready-to-use stories to all Missouri media outlets. Part of our service is to get the messages out everywhere. We're only really analyzing the newspapers, but we send them to radio, television, and newspapers. The stories are all localized by community, and I'll explain how we do that in a minute. We feature good news and personal and community mobilization. And this is a key point. We don't just say diabetes is a big killer, and this group is at the higher risk. We say, okay, these are the facts, but there are things that you can actually do to help prevention, to help awareness. We do focus on community newspapers, and we deal with health issues relevant to Missourians based on some of the survey findings and what we hear from our partners. For the localization, you may ask how we decided on the localization. How we decided that, okay, we need to localize headline, use local data, local quotes, referral to resources, and then we have original graphics for all the stories. We came to this through our initial survey work and a 10-month pilot we did. And we learned the localization had to be just right or our newspapers wouldn't pick up the stories. In the pilot, which was October 2008 through July 2009, we localized 10 stories by region over 10 months. And in 10 months, we had 29 stories picked up by newspapers. Based on those findings, we went to community-level localization for the next step in October 2009, and our first release, we got 22 hits, nearly matching the entire output of the 10 months. So how do we do it? We start with a story. This is an actual story, or the beginning of it, that we did. And as you can see, we localize the city name in the headline. We have our data point, the number of women in the county. We try to localize and get the county name or the city name in the release when it's relevant. And then we have our local or statewide quote that we include in the releases as well. And when possible, we try to hyper-localize the quote and get it matching the actual community. We then add in the graphics. We have a graphic designer who does all these for us, and we try to take elements of the release that we think even explaining them as clearly as we can may still be a little complicated, and we try to use simple text and images to illustrate that point. And this is the final result. This is a story that actually ran. You can see the headline is localized with the Johnson County. The graphic was run. We have our local and state expert quotes that ran in the story. And we have our local data. So that's how we put them together. So far, these are the top 7 releases, pretty well spread over time. We began a survey that ran from March to May of newspapers, and we found that through that survey, people said, oh, I remember seeing that. Can you send it to me again, or can I run it? And you'll see that started around the skin cancer point, and our hit rate has been up since then. H1N1 was big for us. We got good results with H1N1. Newspaper hits by county. We have a foothold in many of the areas with the worst health outcomes, as you can see by the boot heel. That's in the lower left. We've come a long way, but you can see by the white spaces, we still have a long way to go. This may help explain the difference that we have made in the state with health literate health messages. As you can see, 2005 through 6, we didn't exist, health literacy in Missouri didn't exist. So that was kind of the 10 average stories you saw. We started up the news service in 2008, late in the year, and three hits in 2008. Last year, we were up to 58. This year, so far, through the end of September, we have 248. So we're doing better in Missouri than, I guess, the country is doing in some ways. Another thing we looked at was the reading level of the stories. We wanted to know, the average health story is written at a 12th grade level, and the average reader reads, who is reading the newspaper, reads at an 8th grade level, so they can't understand what they're reading. So what we wanted to find out was, does the reading level of the story make a difference as far as newspaper pickup when you're sending these releases out? Our releases are written at least 3 grade levels apart, typically about 11th or 12th and 8th and 9th. The length and the core elements, the date of the headline, remain the same in both versions. And so far, we found about 51% of the stories run were high version and 49 low. Newspapers that ran multiple stories, typically about an even distribution. Given this, we truly believe that both health agencies and reporters can and should write the stories at the lower grade level. It's not making a difference in pickup, and it'll really help understanding of the end user. To date, our intervention, we've done 26 new releases. We've had 280 stories picked up, 98 different newspapers in over 70 counties, 114 counties in the state. Average circulation size of the paper is 3,600. The stories have reached more than 1 million readers. The population of the state is 6 million. And 85% of the hits were in rural areas with populations under 50,000. One thing I should note is we have a clipping service that picks up any mentions of health literacy or health literacy Missouri. And so based on the survey results we did, we found that 60% of Missouri papers were actually using our information. They were just taking out the mention of health literacy Missouri. So we're actually more successful than just the clipping service would show. At least we like to think so. So where do we go from here, now that I have a minute left? We want to do some continued capacity building with our partners and moving into other community groups. We want to do more hyper-localization with those partners to get local quotes and resources that'll help the user. Adding a social marketing component, trying to take some of the, taking the findings and trying to change community and personal behaviors through audience-driven campaign with partners in a given community or region with poor health outcomes like diabetes. Behavior change, we know we can't change the end user, but we want to try to change the media and the health agency over time with the agenda setting. And finally, we want to keep up with the times. Missouri's spending tens of millions on broadband access to try to get into rural areas. And as that grows, we want to look into social media and other digital means. So that's it. Thank you very much.